darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
For the 1-year anniversary of the darkness.
Oh, the darkness.
God, OG darkness, classic.
Host, the phenomenal one.
He's back.
He's back.
Back with a vengeance, back with some darkness in my little black heart.
I know you've been storing up all these months, too. I got a lot in there.
Oh, I feel it. Ooh, was that Ferguson? What? Bill Cosby? What? Darkness.
The darkness is so dark that the cops are coming back from some round two.
Oh, my God. I feel it. It's feeling in my blood and boil and everything, whatever. I see it on the 110 freeway here in California. The niggas have joined together. Darkness niggas. I was going to join them in the heart of the darkness because the wife told me last night before we went to bed, the news reporter, he actually said, I can't see anything. It's shrouded in darkness right now. And my wife woke me up and said, baby, I think you need to go out there. And I said, I'm not joining them niggas. Come on now. But crazy. I am not trying to get shot. Are you fucking baby, they just peaceful pro. Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. There goes the gunfire.
I know. And then as soon as you turn on the news, you just see nothing but the looting. I'm like, come on now. Like, is that some stock footage?
I will give credit to this time, though. It wasn't as much looting as it was the first time.
Right. And nobody's touching on that. None of the mainstream media is.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons why I didn't really pay attention to the story that much, is because the first time, like I said, girlfriend was following it very strong, and every time she turned TV on, you saw just some Negro looting or something like that. I was just like, turn the damn TV off, okay?
Right. I just saw like one store get looted, and it was looped over and over and over again. Like, there was this one scene where this young girl had a bat, and she was doing a half-assed job of trying to loot, you know, like breaking a glass. She like, here you go, tap, tap here, tap, tap there.
My thing is, if you protesting and it's peaceful and you on the streets or whatever it is and stuff like that, why are cops there with riot gears and armored trucks and shit?
Because they're getting ready.
Yeah.
Getting ready. Okay. That's
whatever, whatever scenario, man.
That's some bullshit right there. They was ready to shoot a nigga. They was ready to put a nigga down.
That's why they announced it at nighttime.
That's why
they announced the verdict.
Fire on none of them niggas is because they was like, where's that big mouth nigga at called the phenomenal one at? That's the one we aiming for. That nigga has got to go. He's been in hiding for about 6 months now, but that nigga has got to go.
I can see a cave. We rolled back the cave and it's P1 with a beard.
Just like Jesus and Son of God. You damn straight. When he moved that door back or whatever, and his body just floated up in astral projection, you know?
Right.
The fuck?
Oh, yeah. I told you, Cole, you got to see that movie, man. That movie.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
When that nigga was floating across water, that was the fakest fucking CG. Like, damn.
Oh, man. Sounds epic.
Getting on their knees, doing their crucifixes and shit. I was like, come on now. Come on. Who's laughing at our savior, Jesus, Javier, Hernandez? Who? Did you say Hernandez? You know Jesus was a nigga, right? Middle Eastern nigga, right?
Okay.
Just because you got Santa Maria hanging up on your wall right now, don't think sexy now. Come on.
They would never give that to Jesus.
Think of Santa Maria as the Marilyn Monroe to JFK, you know?
Mm. Oh, okay. Wow. Wow, okay, that's a whole new light. Okay, I kind of like that.
Moses is Bobby, his brother, that was hitting that too. So, you know.
Bobby was hitting that. Santa Maria too. Yeah. Good Lord, man. I think we just checked every offensive thing off the bucket list.
Yeah,
right,
you know, I'm on an offensive week. You know, I'm on a very, you know, I got to beat Bill Cosby after yesterday's show or whatever and shit. He was really all over the place.
Yeah, I heard you made an appearance on your show, man. That must have been awesome.
Yeah, he drugged me and just stole my place or something like that.
Oh, he went to your house and drugged you. Wow, okay.
Yeah. Dang, I invited him over. I was like, Bill, let's have a couple of drinks and shit like that.
Oh,
okay. Back, he roofed my ass, got raped.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You haven't checked that out yet, Cody?
I checked it out yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You put some pudding in his pudding pop.
Yeah, matter of fact, you should get off this show right now and go check it out. Go check it out right now.
Fuck this show.
Yeah, yeah. You should say that, actually, whatever, because Bill Cosby, man, that guy was... people, we do not condone... the recap crew do not condone what Bill Cosby and his things does. Where, I mean, he was talking every kind of shit you could hear about. I mean, you think my black ass crazy? No, Bill's crazy. There's no holding him back. There. No holds barred.
Bill there for a whole hour.
Whole hour. Just talking. Pudding pops, pussy popping, all that shit.
God damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Indian pussy popping, he was disrespecting.
Oh, oh my Indians, God.
Whatever, all of them.
Jesus, Bill, what the fuck is going on with that guy?
I'm saying the zombies that they had at the on the ground that was charcoal and shit, he said they looked like Indians or something like that.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Man, he was crazy, Cody. I'm telling you. He was a crazy motherfucker.
Yeah, he was off the chain. I mean, we can even do a proper review probably without him putting this and popping her that. So,
I was going to bring him back, but you know, I don't know if your fresh virgin ears could hear the such things, Cody.
Right on, maybe. It was set for a later date. I got to prepare myself for that.
In the background right now, he's talking about, let me on that show. That's all right, man. No, you keep.
I'm going to pop his hallway with my pudding.
Yeah. In fact, he's sitting in the hallway right now, eating a jar of pudding right now. So he's like, I got plenty of pudding pop for you all. You just take one. It's a beautiful thing.
I think he told me that he would try to fill your whole hallway hole with jello pudding. I don't know what that means, Cody, but I don't want you to find that out.
He said, I got about three things for you. He said, I got about three things for you, Cody. I got a red and green Christmas sweater for you. It's a beautiful thing. I got red and green pudding pops, Kodak film, and also Man of Steel on Blu-ray Steelbook. How you like it? How you want it, huh? He's like, which one you want, Cody?
You sons of bitches.
He's like, Kodak film is what you want.
I'm going zip zap in your ass.
Mm-hmm. No, zippity doo da, zippity day. Three Negroes got back together today.
Oh my God. we're only 1 month away from the ultimate showdown. This is the ultimate showdown of the darkness.
I ain't watching that. You crazy. No, I'm really. Nolan took up 3 hours of my time. Nolan and Transformers took up 3 hours of my time. Yeah, I think I've done my 3 hours of the year. Right?
Finish your 3 hour quota.
Yeah. I filled up my 3 hour quota. I mean, last year it was just 1 3 hour movie from what I remember, and that was Blue is the Warmest Color. And that was actually a 3 hour good film. But I don't think I can. No, I don't know if I can do another 3 hours, but this is the 1 year show right here. It has been 50 episodes.
50? Feels so good. Feels so fucking good.
I remember it just like yesterday when Wayne got sick and me and CJ had to do a show together, and we talked so much about race and all that, whatever, where poor Sammy had to join in 20 minutes later, and that Indian pussy got dethroned that night.
Jesus,
I remember
Christ.
That, man. That, wow. That. We
wrecked that TP.
We turned her. We made a Lone Ranger out of her vagina that night before that movie even came out or whatever and shit. So yes, I remember. I remember that lonely night. And then, you know, slowly we went away. The Hobbit came out and it brought us.
Oh no! Oh God!
And now here we are, 50 episodes later. Still racing.
And The Hobbit 3 is still right around the corner.
It's the final, though. Don't worry, CJ. It's the final.
Nah, Peter Jackson going to make a spinoff.
When he finds out how much money this one's going to make, he's going to be like, oh, you goddamn right. I made $6 billion with six of these movies? I think I can smell $10 billion more.
make that Shadow of Mordor movie.
Yeah, there you go. Jesus, oh hell no. I've got King Kong mixing in with Lord of the Rings. Who wants that spinoff? Who wants that collaboration? The Hobbit versus King Kong. What is up
with these directors now? You got Peter Jackson and Christopher Nolan. Like, these men, they need to be like chained by some kind of producer. Like, where are these producers who take control over the little guys? All right, Darkness, back in.
Oh, part two.
Yeah, but no, I was saying, what is up with Peter Jackson and Christopher Nolan out there, like they need to be on. They need to be on a leash. A leash need to be on them for the length, for their concepts. I mean, they do amazing feat, you know, like the backgrounds and the scenery. It looks amazing, but then you get to the story and you start to enjoy it. Then 5 days go by and you're like, why am I still here?
Yeah, and I think Christopher Nolan makes good long movies. That wasn't until I saw Interstellar. If that movie had been cut down, that probably would have been a great film this year. But
right,
obviously, and then you got went on with some logic and shit like that, and that just threw it all out the way. And Wayne, the dumbass that can't see it, is like,
"Hey, Wayne, Wayne is the main person going to say like, oh yeah, might I understood that? It made total sense."
What do you mean? He's already said that it made sense. It's like, okay, that doesn't make no sense. Yes, people, Wayne bashing is back. That don't make
sense. Golly.
Come on now. That bookshelf, man. All you got to do is say when it don't make sense is bring up bookshelf. Explain that to me. So you mean tell me that these sentient beings are us, and what we've done is created a multitude of endless bookshelves to concentrate on talking to this one person. Okay.
Who happened to be the smartest girl in the world to pick up on Morse code.
Okay.
That's love, man. The power of love.
So that was a Morse code that watch was doing. Okay, and I'm glad that she picked that up so quickly, because it would have been the end of the world for us then. I'm good thing for that.
The only thing that movie did for me is make me fear redneck guys to come in my store when I see them with a beard and a John Deere hat.
Shit, I thought Casey Affleck was trying to take Ben Affleck's role and be like, I'm the Batman, bitch. Shit.
who burned my corn?
Look at my,
where is she?
Like, he had that scowl on his face.
Yeah.
Oh, he had a scowl.
Some people want to watch the corn burn.
I thought he was going to beat her ass. I'm not lying. I thought he was going to beat her ass. I thought he was going to slap the shit out of her when he came back. Like, I was like, bitch, you
better run. I thought it was about to become a whole different movie. I was like, oh, shit. Uh-oh. I didn't expect to go here. All right, okay. I'm down with this.
It still should have been it still should have been a whole different movie, because he drove back up there and she's like, hey, I got it. It's okay. It's okay now.
And they just hugged.
Yeah,
I was like, what the fuck? I was with Cody when he said that in the review. I was like, I was expecting like he was going to become the villain, trying to stop her or something like that, and she would have to put him down, but they just hugged, and that was the end of that. So I was like, why was he crazy like 5 minutes ago? Shit.
And like, he's like, no, we're going to die on this farm. My grandpa died on this farm of dust inhalation, but that's good. Well, good enough for my grandpa, good enough for me.
Why was he treating his family like that? Like, he seemed cool at first, and then he just, out of nowhere, it's like, they're going to die here. It's just like, okay, I'm a little lost.
And then, wasn't it the wife who told him to stop making videos for his dad? Like, you know, his wife was like, hey, you need to, you know, stop making videos. So for her to be the victim.
My video, punk. Make my video. Now, you hold that goddamn camera. Daddy going to see this. Yeah. All right. You can't film a sex tape with me, but you can film your daddy that ain't even seen you in 20 years. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know them country girls are freaks, so.
Yeah.
So you know she was just like, why don't you take that, what's that thingamajig called, the camcorder, and record us doing the nasty in front of the Lord.
Somebody heard Michael Caine voice like, he know how to read.
Nobody heard him in CJ because the nigga had the soundtrack blasting over his voice.
Oh, Lord. What was that about? Was that like an artistic choice?
Yeah, that was a horrible artistic choice. That was the case. Jesus.
Everybody said the same thing.
Well, Wayne said
even
IMAX. So maybe he was right about that. Just don't see it in IMAX and that
sound. Oh, bullshit. I didn't see an IMAX. Still trying to.
Oh, then never mind. Okay, then never mind. I was going to say, even in non-IMAX settings, Nolan always has great technical work on it, and it usually is still blaring. So. I told Cody, I know why he did that, because he didn't want us to hear how stupid that plot was. Exactly why.
I'm like, did this Negro just try to cover up his bad plot?
Hell yeah. That's like how you know when you're talking to somebody, they just go like, yeah, and what we're going to do is, and then we're going to move to the thing. He's like, wait a minute, go, rewind. What did you just say? I told you. I don't need to repeat myself. Just told you.
I was in the editor room, spotted that shit out. Like, you know, Hans, yeah, quick that up a little bit.
I bet that was Jonathan that caught that and was just like, let me see the end of that script again. Hold on.
I've been telling goddamn Chris he need to tone this shit down sometimes. turn Hans's music up in this thing right here. What does that cover up for Casey Affleck's character? Have that nigga hug her at the end of the film and then get into that shit. Okay.
Right. Let's cover up a ass whooping with a
Hey, like Wayne's photo on Facebook, don't beat him, just beat it.
Oh my, you talking about Wayne and the Australian fire?
Oh yeah. He's like, real man don't beat women, and I wrote on there, yeah, you're right, we don't beat them, we beat it, you know. Real men beat it.
No, I thought you did you see Wayne has a new like hardcover Australian band coming out?
Oh yeah, I saw that. It's Justin Bieber boy band. Yeah. Main man that hates Justin Bieber, but gonna put out a boy band cover. All right. Wayne, you are Christopher Nolan. You're a mystery itself, my nigger.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, but you know what? I'm tired of people complaining this year about there aren't any good films that came out. I'm like, man, this year been awesome for indie films and non-big films. So if you're not seeing any good movies, then that's your fault.
Such bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Everybody we know.
I don't know.
We had a good summer this year.
We had a good summer. I think we got a year round fall. Yeah. And it's not even over yet. Yeah. We still got some more movies.
It ain't knocking it out the park like last year, but it's a good fall too.
I mean, you know, Nightcrawler. I just saw Nightcrawler this past weekend, so that was awesome.
One of the best movies of the year.
Heck yeah, man. I love that dude in Nightcrawler.
Shit.
I was laughing so loud during Nightcrawler. This girl next to me, she's like, oh my God, I think he's just like him.
Nightcrawler stole I got to sue Nightcrawler because they stole my background shot on me and Cody's cover. Shit, that's hard Neo shit. We got Neo LA, goddamn it.
You know, Nightcrawler is what you call it? It's Drive for creepy people.
Nightcrawler is the better Drive. What are you talking about?
It is a better Drive. I enjoyed it. And
now that was a great film. That was easily probably one of the most memorable films I saw this year. It easily left an impression on my mind.
Yep. I'm glad at least
you. I'd be shocked if that don't make my number one.
Yeah. See, we already got it down with my number one.
Okay.
It like. I even put it on Facebook, like, as soon as I left Nightcrawler, I was driving home, and then there was, like, a car accident, like, a big one just happened right in front of me.
You didn't do one of your six-minute reviews?
I should have.
Oh, you didn't have the cover yet, that's why, huh?
I should have did a review right by the accident while the people were taking out the car.
You didn't have the cover yet of the DVD, that's why, huh?
No, not yet.
No, you could have printed out the photo and just folded it up like a DVD cover and just put it behind another DVD cover and shit and just made it.
Hi, YouTube. My name is Chicago John. I just want to say that this was a good movie.
Now, CJ, let's be real. That truck you saw, or that car you saw on the freeway that was burning or whatever, that's where you bought that movie from, huh? That's where you bought that movie. And then you set it on fire just to say, I don't want them two niggas to talk about me buying this on no damn dress.
That all makes sense.
How you know they were brothers?
I know. Come on now. Come on now. Who else? You imagine a white dude bootlegging you and shit? Hey, how's it going, sir? Hey, here's my card right now. What I want to sell you is I got a specific set of items in my back trunk right here. If you come a little closer right now, you'll see that I have the Lego movie right before it even came out. Now, granted, it's already out, but I got it.
Everything is awesome.
Yeah, 3 for $5, man. Sometimes you can get 5 for $10. It depends on what kind of character you like. You know, if you like this kind of character, you like this character. Hey, Dumb and Dumber 2, got it for you, man. But you don't look like a dumb guy at all. You like a smart guy? I'm a seller. Here you go, man. $2.
Yeah, but I actually paid this time. I paid for the movie. There was no bootlegging.
Wow, you paid. Moving on up. Not bad.
I mean, I had to, too, because I had to go see Birdman and Nightcrawler. Shoot, I'm waiting
for Whiplash. Why did you have to? I'm curious about this. All of a sudden now, and you just changed your mind now. Why?
Because, you know, I wanted to see it, and I knew if I go to see those movies, I'll be the only one in the theater.
Oh, okay. You know, Cody, now if only we can get that nigga to buy a video game, it'll all be...
Right.
Hey, I actually brought two.
You bought that Naruto shit, or what is it? Legend of Korra?
I brought that too.
That don't count, nigga. That ain't no real game.
I bought Bayonetta 2. Thank you very much. And I beat it.
You bought what?
Bayonetta 2.
I don't know why I play that shit no more.
What? It's like one of the highest rated games this year.
I play that shit
no more. It did such a good job that even the feminists started attacking it.
I bet it is a good game, but I'm telling you right now, don't nobody play that shit. Come on.
Everybody
that shit got swept under the radar like a motherfucker.
No, it didn't. Because we had a Nidia Sarkeesi. And she was trying to talk stuff about Bayonetta.
Yeah, Sarkeesian just picks any goddamn random thing to talk about. Come on now, if it got tits or ass or something like that, she gonna talk about it. It's just to keep that bitch relevant. You literally just make a comparison saying, like, yo, if Anita Sarkeesian talks about it, then, like, it's big, man. It's like, what?
I just put it in the
head. Somebody need to tell that bitch to get a brush.
Wait, are we talking about Anita Sarkeesian or CJ Child? Which one?
Both.
Oh, okay. I was making sure.
They can share a brush and get it from 99 cents back of that white dude's trunk.
Yeah, that bitch. She got some nerve, though, talking about games. She worked in me. At least I played Hitman. She just got one scene from Hitman. She's like, look, they're killing strippers. I'm like, the game is 8 hours long.
Well,
you have one scene where you could kill a stripper.
CJ, just because you watched the movie don't mean you played the game now. Come on.
No.
Shitty ass movie. Got nothing to do with the fucking game.
I played the game.
Had nothing to do with the game. Oh, shit. You know, anyway, what has been up with my darkness brothers? My Kodak darkness brothers? What's been going on with you niggers?
Shit, not much, man. Just came back from vacation from NorCal. That was fun. Drink for like 4 days straight, so I'm kind of exhausted right now. But I'll pull through. So everything's going good, going swell.
I just told people on the episode that you was fucking people in hallways right now.
What the fuck?
Busy right now. A hallway had your business card and was ready and called you or something.
Hallway
like that.
Hallway had my business card.
Yeah. Had your movie supposed to be a special business card, and you just flew right away out there. I was like, you know, Cody in the hallway, it's got to be there. So
you look like Joseph Gordon-Levin in Inception, just flipping around in that hallway.
Yeah. Having the best time of your life and shit. Joseph Gordon-Levin got shit for Cody.
He does not.
Your true or Robin or Nightwing or whatever the fuck he's supposed to be.
Speaking of Robin, did they announce that Robin going to be female in the new Batman Superman movie?
Like, yeah, this is rumor. I mean, nothing's been officially announced yet, but we don't know yet.
I'm assuming they probably will go that route, though, because obviously the Batman they're going around with, but I don't know. I thought the Batman movie was supposed to be coming out in 2019, but I guess it got pushed back by Green Lantern, right?
Wait, what? Which one?
He said something about the Dark Knight. I don't know.
Fucking Skype. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, we have
He's there.
Some horrible Skype connection right now.
I know, right? Anyway. In Estella right now. Trying to communicate.
Yeah.
Oh, Skype is in the bookshelf, people, right about now.
Yeah. I know. The vast space where black holes, where time and space are not bound by anything. You could have come to this one little place in another dimension where there's nothing but bookshelves and a country girl.
I was about to say, what the fuck is CJ talking about?
The podcast itself.
I got lost to the motherfucker. I was like, damn, what? Then when he brought up books, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, Interstellar, yeah.
Right. I like getting one of his rants like he did in X-Men.
Oh, shit. You talking about the Martin Luther King rants? With his
X-Men?
Hey, man, look, Ferguson, Martin Luther King.
Here we go. What did I say?
X-Men? It's the same, man. The X-Men Revolution, all right? X-Men
Revolution. You know good and goddamn well none of them goddamn X-Men movies had a goddamn thing to do with Martin Luther King or Malcolm X. Come on.
Do not.
Ferguson situation, the goddamn
X-Men. Save the Future Past.
None of those movies was deep at all. How many times I got to say this?
They had metaphors and whatnot. I'll give you that. But they were not extremely deep films.
Metaphors in the books. They never used those metaphors in the movies.
How Magneto uprise,
Jesus Christ.
Uprise.
The people protest.
Redux. Seen out, son of a bitch.
What did he say?
Uprise? What? Is that a word? How do you up and rise at the same time?
You're twice as tall.
Seems pretty goddamn redundant to me, but all right, see.
If this was about Martin Luther King, he'd probably shaking his goddamn head right about now. And he's just like, damn it, I want this nigga on my side, but if he can't fucking pronounce words and then put him out there right and shit, he's like, I know what to get you for Black Friday, goddamn thesaurus.
See, Darren Wilson is the Sentinels hunting us down.
Did you just say Darren Wilson is the Sentinels? What the fuck?
Yes. Yes.
Nah, the Sentinels was Stephen Hawking. What are you talking about?
Oh. We will come for you.
Hello. I'm looking for you. Where are you? You damn mutant bastard. What's going on?
Okay, give me another maid. This one is dry.
Man, that movie had nothing to do with Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. Come on now. Jesus Christ.
Goddamn.
Whatever, man. You saw your movie. I saw mine.
Okay.
You know, a lot of saw our movie.
Yeah, I like how everybody that saw that movie, that was the last thing to come to their mind was thinking about that shit.
That's because
just because TJ was having a nigga moment don't mean the rest of the world should have.
What?
Have them too.
Yeah, don't tie the rest of this in your fucking moment, TJ.
How about you, CJ? What have you been up to other than, you know, not showing up and shit?
That's about it, man. Just working. You know, traveling.
You create any more babies while I've been
back
gone?
In Chicago.
No! None of those. Yes, I am in Chicago. Recharging.
Making a new Black baby Friday. Out there?
Definitely will not.
Mm-hmm.
Have you slept or touched anything yet?
No, I have not. If I have, I'll wrap it up. Wrap it out. So I
have Cody. I don't know what it is about him and Sammy not wrapping it up, but you know, hey, shit. Shit, Cody's in a fucking hallway and he remembered to wrap it up. I mean, at least shit. I mean, my black ass was outside and even I was pulling one out. I mean, come on, it ain't. I don't know what it is about Negroes and fucking wrapping that shit up. It's like, oh, I don't feel like doing it. But then when that kid pop out, they be like, man, that bitch crazy. You know what I'm saying? Come back, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's
like, I had nothing to do with that.
That bitch so crazy.
I didn't have anything to do with that.
That bitch
Shut
so
the fuck
crazy.
Up, TJ.
I know.
That bitch is so crazy, she made you forget how to wrap it up. Yeah, okay.
I'm telling you, man, she played my games on me. What?
Y'all playing my games on
me. Oh, my God. I get pussy. Now that I'm engaged and all that, I get pussy thrown at me every day now. And even I still, when she said, come on, let's hurry up, I still go like, wait, God damn it, let me get this rubber. Oh, shit.
Y'all keep talking. I got to get something to say.
Oh, look, I got too much of my motherfucker.
I got to
take a breather.
You know what he had to do? He had to go close the door of his mama bedroom. He didn't want to hear it.
But mom did so much this year.
Yeah, I know. Put his mouth. Almost gave her a heart attack. Even had her to had to comment on Facebook. Remember that, Cody?
And his sister, too.
God bless you, Jason, from Ray Select. you know, I knew that picture would make its way to Facebook. I just didn't think it'd be Jason to do it, you know? I thought it'd be one of us.
Right.
Oh, classic timing.
Shit. I'm so glad you made that happen, though. So glad. So glad.
You know what he's doing right now? Right now, he's checking his drawer, making sure he got enough condoms and shit like that. He's just like, oh, hold on. Let me call exactly. This bitch right. Let me call this bitch real quick and make sure that, yeah, she stuck it on me right. You know, I got them CeeLo Green hands, and I can't reach down there to my shit, you know, so. Got them Tyrannosaurus Rex arms and shit like that, you know, so it's like. It's a struggle to roll that motherfucker on and shit like that.
You play his ass in Jurassic World.
You see the two claws and shit? That's what he used to roll that motherfucker back and shit. Motherfucker's like Dr. Claw from Inspector Gadget and shit like that. Go, go, Gadget, rubber roll on. Shit. Damn, that nigga really vanished, huh? Like,
Y'all gonna hate me for this, but I forgot to press record this whole time. I'm sorry about this, y'all. I apologize, whatever. I gotta go right now, though.
Yeah, you know, my mama in the kitchen, actually my grandpa, can't do it, doing too well right now. The fuck is that?
My sister, she got her car was taken. I gotta go help her now. Like, nigga, you told me that wasn't even your real sister, first of all. Told me you was an only child. Oh, now that you got your baby now, but still.
There's found siblings and childs everywhere, apparently. Goddamn.
I'm looking at this photo right now. It's amazing how this baby looks just like that black nigga.
I would never get that photo. It is permanently ingrained in my brain.
Every podcast should have a photo to laugh at, you know? Of another podcast member, if you catch my drift, you know?
That is our arc right there.
That's our arc high. We don't... That's what keeps the darkness going. We plug a laptop up in that baby's chest and shit. Iron Man.
It's true.
That baby is like our
podcast. Oh, man. Love it. Love it.
Charge that baby every now and then just to get it going, you know?
Baby's energize the bunny.
Yeah, I wish we got that baby on now just to see what she thinks about Ferguson, deadbeat black man, and all that kind of shit.
I'd love to see if she has CJ's mindset.
Yeah, I'd love to see them watch Sucker. You know, all you gotta do is put Sucker Punch on. If they both like it and love it at the same time, that's how you know that's his kid.
You're like, goddamn shame, you got captured none of your mom's traits.
Nope. And it'd be even funnier if all three of them watched it and enjoyed it and be like, oh.
How the fuck are y'all pick up?
It'd be even funnier if the baby mama had a podcast show with two other Negroes on it and she was the CJ of the group. That would be some shit for your ass. Like right now.
If we find out some shit like that.
That would be some funny shit right there. If she's right now, at this moment, recording a podcast called The Darkness Sisters or some shit like that or whatever. And find out that she's the CJ of the three. That'd be some hilarious shit right there.
Oh, goodness gracious. Universe, please let this happen. Please let this happen.
I'd sell my left Tesco for that. And Wayne's, because he ain't using it, so.
Oh, come on.
Nah, he told us he wasn't using it last night. Told us on the show. So.
Well,
I think Mr. Cosby gave him an offer saying he could use it on him if he wanted to, but, you know.
Mr. Cosby? What the fuck?
Mr. Cosby was a nasty motherfucker last night. I just got to say that.
Jeez, man. Yeah, I'm going to put nothing past that guy. Jesus.
That dude stuck a pudding pop up my brown hole.
Hey, oh, my God. While you were asleep, too, huh? Damn.
Well, I woke up at that moment, but I didn't tell him to stop, so.
Oh.
That laugh he was doing was scaring the fuck out of me. I'm not going to lie. I was trying to act like I was fake sleeping. You know how that, when somebody walking in, you just like, And plus, I was enjoying it, too, but that was like 40% of it, though. The other 60%, I was scared, but. How many men you know can say they had a pudding popsicle over their ass by Mr. Cosby?
Yeah, exactly, man. How many people get fucking pudding pops up their ass from Mr. Cosby himself?
You should have seen the look on his face when it melted in my ass.
Oh, my God.
He was like, where's your Kodak photos? Oh.
That's when that face does on the intro of the Cosby show, like rolling his eyes up and that mouth pucker up shit.
Woo! <Lord. laughs> Damn, did we lose this nigga?
Hey.
All right,
I'm back.
There you go.
Oh, cool. CJ, don't listen to this next 10 minutes.
Okay. I won't go back, I guess.
That's all right. You don't need to go back, my brother.
Okay.
Said nothing but positive things about you.
For once.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
I should say I wasn't even recording you and be like, you motherfucker.
No, it's recording. So great. I can't wait to put it out there then.
What were you doing, jerking off?
No. You know, I'm at home, so I had to let some people in. But let's y'all continue, because we may have to make this a short darkness. But let's continue.
A short darkness on the 50th one-year anniversary. You motherfucker.
Yeah,
you.
I know.
Motherfucker.
So, Cody, not only does this nigga go out of town on once again, well, damn near halfway shows up, and 20 minutes late, but the motherfucker just told us he's got to cut it short now. Mm-hmm. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah, ain't that like your baby's mama's calling after you, right?
Oh, that's the reason. And by all means, go ahead, yeah, nigga. And shit.
Man.
That's a big, I'm gonna stay here forever. Then her show, the Darkness Sisters. What's going on?
Oh, no. Got her and her cult. No, I'm not gonna do that.
Oh,
show.
You found her from podcasting, huh?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
You know, you totally should have had her and your daughter on here for the 50th episode, man.
Yeah.
That would have been great. That would have been awesome, actually.
That would have been not impossible, because I don't have a child. And if I had a child, then that would make sense.
CJ, you had a child 4 years ago.
I don't.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Little Gloriel, yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, Gloriel, yep.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Little Chicago Cub.
Oh, I know what you're doing. You said before the 100th episode. Okay. Okay, I got you.
You know what, Cody? I excuse him for going out of town this year because it's Thanksgiving and he went back home taking his daughter down.
Oh,
down.
That's so nice. Oh, that's the first Thanksgiving together because he then came to the last three. Okay, that's yeah. Nice.
Okay. Skip out some Thanksgiving, some birthdays, some Christmases, so you know.
All it took a little peer pressure to finally get your ass to man up and take care of your fucking daughter. That's
good man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Stop being so damn. He finally stopped being so selfish, Cody. And you know what? Last week he should have just said, or the week before he should have just said, I was watching my daughter.
Wow, that's all you had to say, CJ. That's all you had to say.
Yeah. He was watching his daughter. Remember. You should have just said that, and you know what? All heat would have been off you, because it would have been like, okay, then just finally, at least right. You're taking responsibility for your daughter now.
Shit, we would have applauded that, man.
I will never take claim to that.
You don't have to. We'll do it for
that.
You.
Yeah, that's yours. That's not a that. That's yours.
Fine.
It's yours. I'm looking at a picture right now. That's yours.
Clearly.
Definitely not.
As speak, baby, messaging the baby mama right now.
Don't you do that.
Oh, you didn't know we was friends on Facebook?
You're definitely not. You'll leave that alone?
Don't you think Mama Bear would be happy for that?
But you want to destroy that family?
Come on. Look who you asking this to.
Look, with a lie? Do you want to destroy that family with a lie?
One out.
It's a lie. It's true. The reason why you're so scared and don't want me to do it is because you don't want that truth coming out with us.
There's no truth at all.
You gonna when that truth hits him, Cody, he's gonna be sounding like Tobias when he was getting his ass beaten. That Woo!
Oh no, master. We
feel niggas. That's me. Oh no.
Telling jokes to Bias.
That's CJ.
If you beat him, it's like you beat all of us.
CJ and his baby mama right now. Okay, he's like, oh my god, his baby mama is that slave owner, and he's Tobias.
That's a good
and
imagination.
The field nigga that just turned him in was me.
Good imagination.
Girl,
imagine.
If you like take a blood test, that's like you putting all of us down. Oh, really now? I only gotta take a blood test with CJ black ass.
I don't want you to embarrass her. He's not
Sex good, CJ? Admit to that, at least.
I don't know. That was 5 years ago, so I don't know. So don't know.
Damn, how old is this kid then now? Shit.
Yeah, he's older than we thought. How old are those pictures?
Jesus Christ, dude. 6 years ago. You what was that, Cody's age then? You was Cody's age when you conceived this child?
I was none of those ages because I never had a child, so that's not mine.
Oh, you know what it is, Cody? He pulling some Man of Steel shit right here. He's Kal-El. No, he's Jor-El. He's Jor-El, and he's just abandoning his by putting him into one ship and shit.
which I can launch you guys into space. I would never be compared to Goku.
You know damn well if you launched us into space, we'd find you back in a bookcase. Come on now.
Yeah. Y'all be poking books off the shelf, mm-hmm. saying for fraternity tests, you are the father. And like, what do these signs mean? I don't know.
You guilty nigga, that's what it means. And that's how he would know, P1, is that you? That would be more logical than Jessica Chastain and Matthew Conner. You can't get no closer to the signs than with that right there now.
Not.
CJ, you are the father. It is true.
Age old words, man. Quote of the year, I would say.
I told this chick, Cody, I'm going to be in Ohio in January, and I said we should meet up or something like that.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
Maybe the 100th episode, I'll go out and do a real blood test so we can just stop all the shenanigans.
People, when you get out there, you got to record, man. You got to record the interview or whatever you're doing.
Huh? I will. I'll get a camera and everything.
You know why it's not shenanigans, CJ? Is because this is the only time you ever get serious. That's when that gets brought up. That's the only time. Even your mother and sister commented on it. That's how we know this ain't a game. Real.
Nope.
Real. You know, even when your sister joined in on it, you know it's something up now.
Mm-hmm. That's because it assassinates my character. Everything else I can handle.
Assassinate your character.
Wow, that's the funniest shit I've heard.
Wow, that's an oxymoron for your ass. I don't know what it is, man. Jesus.
Wow.
I grew up watching Dragon Ball Z and looking at Goku saying, I would never be a father like Goku. Never.
You grew up being just like...
My thing is, most people that say that or whatever, they usually become that.
Oh, man.
Assassinate your character. Your character has been assassinating niggas since you was conceived. Come on now.
I could assassinate with everything else, but not that. I'll do anything, but just not that.
I don't know, because 70 people that like that photo or whatever and shit like that kind of disagree with you on that, but that's just us. You should be happy, CJ. That was your biggest post ever.
I know, I even try to look it back at my Facebook year reunion thing.
Oh, yeah, you know that's going to come
up. It just shows up. It's going to just show up. Biggest moment.
I would kill to see that video of CJ's year-end Facebook 2014 when they do the little video and shit. And they usually put what had the biggest numbers and stuff like that, or your most popular one and shit like that. You know that baby is going to pop up like 3 times and shit. On
hell yeah.
Oh, I'd kill to see that, CJ.
I'm going to have to delete my account and start a whole new.
You should put that up on YouTube, man. Make hits.
I'm about to screen cap everything right now.
Actually, you know what? We better do that right now.
Delete. Oh, I'm on it.
I thought it was...
Because they could have turned to my Bill Cosby, man. I'm going to, like 60 years are going to go by. But all of a sudden, they were like, hey, what happened to that child of yours?
Watching, that child might come out like Walter White's oldest son. So I'm just saying. Crutches and shit. Yeah, fuck you, Dan. That's bullshit, you know? You talking to you like that and shit.
You eat breakfast 3 times a day and shit, yep.
Mm-hmm. What if your child helped out in Ferguson? Think about that now. Wouldn't that be funny, Cody, if CJ's child was honorable, had respect and all that or whatever?
That would
like
be that? Something.
Wouldn't that be some shit right there?
Yeah, if she was... Yeah, she's like leading the charge, holding the standing in front and center with a sign in her hand. Yeah, that'd be something. I'd be impressed.
I hope a canister hit her in the head too. All right, we're back. Part 3 of the darkness. Damn you!
Yeah, the first darkness 3-parter, and it's the shortest episode ever, probably.
I know, right?
Ain't that some shit?
So what have you two Negroes been up on the darkness? Has that darkness been spreading oh so lovely and light into everybody's little black heart? I see you guys started a riot. That's nice. I love the riots that I've seen out in L.A. streets last night.
Oh, that was us? Okay.
That was y'all. I'm assuming that was y'all. Realize.
You're not going to see any type of riot until the 17th of December. That's when blood will run the streets.
Was that when your baby was conceived?
You know, I forgot. When is that child birthday? It's either in October, or November, or December.
I'm sure your child support bill will say it on there. Trust me.
It's somewhere.
They wouldn't. I would tell them the same thing I would tell my student loans. You would never get a penny from me.
Think about CJ. So you're gonna allow yourself to go to college, but you're not gonna help your baby go to college?
No.
Oh, holding the generation back.
What's wrong, man?
You know, this is what you know, like especially bears. That's what bears do. Have you seen bear documentaries?
Bear? No, there's a bear movie coming out called Paddington. Bears take care of their own. What are you talking about?
The mother bear. Yes, not the father bear.
Father bear gotta get food, but you to get, but you are the mother bear right about now. You Tyrese. You gotta be the mother bear. you babysitting and shit, right?
I'm taking care of you too.
Isn't it funny that Tyrese's character has come full circles with CJ?
All right.
They're getting ready for the season finale. Meanwhile, that nigga's babysitting. And we're on our 50th episode, 1 year anniversary. Where CJ is trying to remember his baby's birthday. That's
I can't even wear a skull cap because of that guy.
Why don't you just ask her? Because, I mean, sure, she's in the next room to you.
Nah. I'm not doing none of that.
You're not asking? Oh, okay. So that just confirmed that she is in the next room with him then. Okay. No wonder you had to keep leaving then.
That's Daryl. Y'all went on vacation together. First family vacation.
Anyway, well, how have your TV show success been so far?
My TV show success.
how's the show going?
It's nice to have a chair. It's nice to boss people around and get you water and shit. They'd be like, hey, I'm an actor in the show. I know. Now go give me some water.
he got them cleaning the houses, and they're like, I don't even see any cameras. Is this a reality show or something?
It's a reality show. Just deal with it. The confession room is right up there, upstairs. Only for the women, though. The men is, like, outside or something like that. it's been a lot of work. Actually, my schedule looks like shit. On a day-to-day basis. It looks like real heavy shit, to be honest. Sometimes, nowadays, shit, my schedule looks like shit so badly that I don't even have time to review the movies I see sometimes. That's how bad my schedule is. I can do that one major one that comes out, obviously, and then when it comes to, like, the limited ones, like, you know, the Theory of Everything, didn't have time to do that. Or I have one on my file, still haven't had time to edit that out, but at this point, I don't think nobody really gives a shit about it now. So... so yeah, my days consist of theaters next to this microphone and in a studio just staring at shit most of the time. And one person got mad because I tried to fire this one. It was probably, you know, if I was talking about fucking, I don't give a shit. What they gonna do? This motherfucker was like, what did he say? He was just like, oh, he's like, I don't feel comfortable reading that. He's like, I am an art method actor. And I said, well, then get your art method ass out of my goddamn studio then. I don't need that shit. Because he was trying to sell me some, he's like some humanitarian type stuff. He was trying to sell me some, I don't know, some tree hugging shit. I ain't gonna lie. I was tired. I was just looking at it. He came up to me with some fucking portfolio talking about, what if this, what we do consists of more like environmentalist shit and stuff like that. And I had this, you should have seen the look on my face. I had this look on my face like, you don't get that goddamn paper out of my face right now. I was looking like Wunsler from when he was opening up the Luther Burger restaurant. And that Mexican came up to him and said, sir, would you like to help out? And he was just like, you know, get that shit out of my face.
When these actors gonna learn, they just need to just read the script, do what they need to do, and get out.
Shut the fuck up, yeah.
They don't need to think.
Trying to tell me, well, wouldn't it be nice if so-and-so studio did this? And I remember going like, you know, it would be nice if they did that, but they didn't. So get your ass back on set now. Shit, beggars can't be fucking choosy.
Nope.
You are the gay character. Accept it. There's a reason why you got casted as the gay character.
Oh, damn.
Said you might find something. I told him this show might help you find something out you didn't even know about yourself.
Really? Are you telling me that Cody missed the auditions?
The fuck?
We don't have a season two yet, so I haven't had time, whatever. But I don't even have a season one yet. I've just got I got two episodes in the work right now. Obviously, the pilot and the first episode. Wasn't supposed to do a first episode, but I said, fuck, I got the resources here. Might as well do it and try to impress for my presentation on December 9th or some shit like that. I don't know. But getting out of that, you would think when you once you're done with that, you got free time on your hands now. You're just like, oh, back to schedule. Nah, not at all. You got to catch up with a lot of bullshit and obviously a lot more stuff. But I recently had a vision, if you will. I was telling Wayne about this. I had a vision that I was tired of looking at this studio. Matter of fact, all these studios I've been in, I'm tired of looking at them. And I was like, what if I just focused all my time into movie spoilers? Wouldn't that be nice just to have that full time, whatever? Instead of part time, well, shit, damn near full time for my black ass. Anyway.
Then you looked at your check and you were like, nah, I don't know about that.
Right.
Looked at that check and said, shit, fuck them niggas. Fuck them niggas.
You're like, ooh, my Amazon check came in. Thank you, Fault Amongst the Stars.
The thing is, and I'm not even saying this to brag or nothing like that, because these checks were just like, because apparently they can't sign your checks for certain amounts, whatever, they got to separate them and stuff. I got so many checks last week, whatever, and shit for that shit, that I was just looking at them like, IRS is going to hit my ass this year. Now, here we go. So let me just put this to the side right now. This one check right here that has the amount, I'm going to pay them with this and be like, yeah, just take it. Just fucking take it. I don't even want to look at them. Because I don't know if you know, but my tax lady, that bitch is old and she likes to talk and ask me questions that I don't know answers to. And I just look at her and go like, you know, it's all on the paper. You don't need to ask me that because I don't know what I'm talking about. Because every time I talk, she types it. And I'm just like, why would you type that? What? I don't know if I was accurate or not.
And that.
You need to check
and that.
So IRS is constantly trying to fuck P1, but you know, hey, I'm a nigger, so that's what they do.
Damn.
Well, you gotta spend money to make money.
Talk about Christmas gifts. Shit, I didn't spend fucking money, all right? Shit. They better appreciate me this fucking year. Better fucking appreciate my black ass this year, shit.
Oh my god, now he's about to become the Wolf of Wall Street too. Throwing money at the FBI.
I was snorting coke off a hooker's ass the other day with a dollar bill.
Damn, living a high life.
It smelled good too doing it. Now granted, it was a quarter roll dollar bill, but still. You know how you just pour out all the quarters and you just
that
brown paper a little bit more and just go like, and she was like, what was that? I was like, it was about $10 in quarters, girl.
See, I did that to Sammy.
Ain't you fancy?
For Sammy, I got those Indian quarters and drew it on her. The Sacagawea.
Talking about the
dollar bills.
Damn.
She loved it.
Yeah, people love them Sacagawea coins. Yeah, them Sacagawea coins can get you far. I remember somebody tried to give me that one time. I was like, what the fuck is this? I don't know, goddamn Sacagawea coin. You got 10 seconds to give me some real fucking money.
You might as well give me some beans and a blanket. Why you give me this?
Blanket, yeah. Oh, yeah, I probably could have opened up a casino with that Sacagawea
coin. Yeah, you probably could.
Yeah.
There's a lot of land out there. Oh man, but I guess after 50 episodes, I guess we're all moving up and doing our thing.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of you know what I expect out of it too. A lot of failure to come out of it as well.
Yeah, well, it's part of it sometimes.
Yeah, I expect because there's been some mishaps here and there, whatever, and it's just it comes with the territory. I've noticed that now, whatever and shit, and then like. I guess I understand what people say, oh, tomorrow's the next day or whatever, shit like that. And you really do get another chance the next day to fix it back up or something like that. But my God, man, this shit is, it sucks the fucking energy out of you like a motherfucker. Time you get home, you don't want to do shit but drink. I see why Tony Scott jumped off that bridge now.
Oh, God.
That was Tony, right?
And one of the Scott.
Yeah, that's the right Scott.
All right, let me Google that real quick. Google's my best friend. Google
that. Oh, man. Well, my computer about to die, too.
You charge it with you, motherfucker.
So I noticed that this Negro does not keep his charger with him still, or put it up, or you know what, CJ, just make it up excuse because he just want to go play with his bank.
I am not. Definitely not.
Yeah, get these questions in, nothing. God damn it, CJ.
No, we got questions. We got time for it.
All right.
I do got a power pack, so.
All right.
We can get into the questions.
What you bitch?
Yeah, shit. All right. So, if you want to do it like old times, you want to read them off, or shall I do the honors?
Uh,
Oh, for me? Oh, for old time's sake? Oh.
Yes, for old time's sake, why not?
You're too kind. Oh.
So I throw you a bone.
Oh, shit, you can throw me more than the bone, my brother. I got the bone. You just bring the meat.
Okay.
It was reminds me of the time back in 73 with my wife Camille. Oh, where was? Okay. All right. Here we go. Cynthia. She says. Wait. Was this? Yeah, that's Cynthia. Okay. Whatever. She says, some pretty unprofessional stuff there, CJ, especially after being confronted by P1 and you giving no response. I'm shocked Cody didn't replace you for that and actually taking time out to have a segment about The Flash, giving praise to a CW show. My God, where's the darkness come to? I wasn't on last week, so I can't answer none of that. So. Ah, Cynthia, you big titty Latin chick. You always... Yeah, that's right. Tell your boyfriend I'm staring at your titties. I don't give a shit. I was drinking. What do you expect? It's Vegas. What do you expect? Actually, I got a funny story with Cynthia. Whatever. When I went out with her and her boyfriend, he went to go get drinks. Right. I was drinking hard as fuck, obviously, like usual. And I mistaked her for one of the waitresses, and I called her a stripper and shit.
Goddamn.
And I tried to slide like a $10 bill in her.
Good Lord.
And she punched the fuck out of me in my arm. I was like, what? What was that? What was that about? What was wrong with you, Cynthia? She was like, you fucker. I was like, oh, that little Latin spice. Oh, makes me want you more. But
look at that. P1 is providing jobs and money.
That's right. That $10 smoked good, too. Fresh off.
Yeah, and this was Obama talked about, too, in his immigration speech. They're providing jobs and services.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
I'm like the Obama of the darkness, you know?
There you go.
I give
Obama
services.
Obama of the darkness. Goddamn. Yeah. Did I just hear that?
I'm like the Obama of this site, you know? I give to get a little, you know? Now, granted, I didn't get shit out of that, but still, you know, hey. Time will come. That roofie will slip in her drink, and it'll affect her one day. It'll come.
I'm sure it will.
She also goes on to say, happy one-year anniversary, Darkness Brothers. Now I'm going to take you guys back to your favorite franchise from your pals at Sony.
Yeah. Which one is that?
Did you guys think Jamie Foxx's Electro was bad because the film took the Spider-Man 3 route with too many villains? Will P1 be joining you guys for the 50th episode? Why, certainly, yes. Already here. All up in your eardrums. Gatorade, now, bitch. Whatever that means.
I have no idea. Good time.
Breaking Bad.
No, it wasn't bad because it took the Spider-Man 3 route. Because if anything, Electro had the most screen time out of everybody. That shit was just bad because it was bad.
It was just bad because it was bad.
Poorly written. That's what it comes down to.
He's just a regular nerd that just got messed with, and then he turned to a villain, and then he had no motivation.
No, none.
Yeah. Yeah.
If anything,
he didn't even get revenge on that one guy who forced him to get into that pot.
Shit, if anything, Spider-Man 3 had more screen time for each of his villains more than this fucking movie did. Yeah, fucking man. Rhino had a goddamn. What was that? Like, I've never seen a movie hype someone up and then just end like that with where it was just like,
I mean, the posters and all that shit. I was like, really?
The same time it ended is the same commercial that we all have seen.
Yeah. Same Spider-Man jumping, throwing the sewer lid right at him. I was just like, yeah, that movie literally just ended like that. Okay, shit. Wow, alrighty then. That was on the equivalent of Godzilla's Our Savior of Our City shit.
Yeah, just about.
New York crowd is in the background cheering. Spider-Man's waving at the kids and shit. And he's just like, all right, I'm going to take this guy. It's like, wow, that was like an ending of a cutscene for a video game.
Yeah. Now, here's the real question. What's the worst, Spider-Man 3 or Amazing Spider-Man 2?
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, by hand, man.
Yeah.
That wasn't even a trick question. I don't even know why.
It's not.
I think the reason why is that because Jamie Foxx is more embarrassing than any of the villains.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's one of the worst villains of the decade, easily.
Yeah, easily. The decade. Yeah. I mean,
Spider-Man 3 is like finding a dollar bill with poo and Ebola on it.
Yeah.
You know, the only value it had, they shitted all over it by killing, what's her name?
Gwen Stacy.
Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, Spider-Man 3 was boring as shit or whatever. It had some parts in it, though, I liked. The action scenes were great in it. Spider-Man 2, I don't know, man. Jamie Foxx, man, that was some embarrassing shit, though. Like,
fucking awful.
I felt sorry. I didn't even feel sorry for him. I just felt like, I don't even know, how to explain his fucking character. Like, I was like... Look, we're going back to Batman days, like the 90s Batman era. We were seriously, yeah. We go back to that shit.
Well, he was ripped straight from that.
Like, even with me not liking Man of Steel, whatever superhero film that's come out, such as like Green Lantern or something like that, that's come out in the past decade or two, whatever, those shits never took me back to a Batman movie back in the 90s, bro. Like, shit, man. Watching Spider-Man 2, that shit was heartbreaking, man. I was just like, man. And my black ass trying to be like, well, it had this part in it. It's just like, trying to glimmer of hope in that motherfucker. It was like, that glimmer was just fading away each time.
That movie.
That movie. Oh, my God. Yeah, Jamie Foxx, I agree with Cody. That was one of the worst villains I've... Not even worse. That was just one of the most embarrassing villains I've ever fucked.
Yeah, you can put him up there, too. Yep.
Damn, and that goes way beyond what Topher Grace did as Venom and shit. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At least Topher Grace's Venom looked cool. Shit, Electro didn't even look cool like that. That nigga just looked like a blue floating head. He looked like goddamn Dr. Manhattan at times and shit.
So Dr. Manhattan looked like a little Smurf.
An electrocuting Smurf. What was his motivation? You don't remember me. I was like, what?
No, they you lied to me. Around.
You laughing at me? You don't remember me? I was like, whoa, okay, all right, man.
You put your fingers in my mouth. I'm gonna
shy away from a Riddler fortune cookie thing in his apartment that was just going back and forth, going yes or no and shit.
Yeah. Just about there. Remember you had on that electro suit with the thunderbolt on it?
Oh, my God. Okay. I forgot. Oh, and don't even start with the deleted scenes.
Oh, you saw those? Oh, my God. Okay, I'm so glad you saw those. Those are horrible.
Oh, my God. Like, they tried to give him background stuff. Like, oh, this shit ain't... This is making it worse. You know, and the thing is, there's no need for him to have background story. We know who he was from the movie. We ain't saying that, oh, this character needed more background. This character needed a fucking soul in him and shit. We got enough background of him. He worked at Oscorp. He was treated like shit. Always forgotten and memorable, unmemorable and shit like that. Turned into Electro. That's all the fucking setup you need. Now, the shit where it gets into, you don't remember me. That's his reason why he wants to kill Spider-Man all of a sudden. It's like, okay. Okay. All right. Daryl, he says, bravo, Cody. Didn't know you had a little bit of P1 and or Wayne in you. Oh, he's going to have a lot of me in him tonight.
Oh, my God.
I knew I was going there. I wasn't going to say anything.
We'll go somewhere. Don't you worry, Cody. It's going to go somewhere. He says, one of your best openings, Cody. Definitely laughed hard on that. Are you going to become TPO on the darkness now and just give CJ shit every week?
Hey, well, if CJ keeps giving me an excuse, I will chew into his ass. I will not hesitate to do so, because I don't want my time being fucked with
today. Today on the opening, I heard that shit. It was like 20 minutes.
That make him better.
What was you doing for that?
Part of the plan.
Shut the fuck up, CJ. He ain't making me better. Goddamn.
It's part of the plan, yes.
I'm not going to do all this. I'm a positive spin out of his bullshit, dude. I swear to God.
So 20 minutes late and you couldn't charge your laptop. This nigga said no. Okay, then. All right. Well, all right. Never can get an answer out this nigga. I swear. I don't even know why y'all do questions anymore, to be honest, because this nigga ain't going to ever answer them. Like, that laugh just tells it all, too. Like, oh, silly Negro. You're so right.
Come here,
little Gloriel. Sit on my lap.
No. Don't touch me.
Let me pet your hair.
Don't touch me.
Yeah, let me touch your hair. Oh, P1 was right. You need some soul glow in this shit. Oh.
I am so pro-choice.
Mm-hmm. So. Darkness lover. He says, oh boy. Oh.
I knew the Darkness Brothers are mad right now after the bullshit that went down for that Ferguson trial. Are you guys pissed off or what?
Yeah, well, it's about what I expected. So
I was driving here to Chicago, and I saw a cop get behind me trying to run my license plate. And I'm like, look, man, you better let me go. Today should be my get out of jail free day. So he didn't pull me over. He kept on driving. I'm like, damn straight. Because if he pulled me over, I would have said, oh, today's my turn? Is it my turn to die?
You know, started a little bitch fit.
Yeah, he started having a temper tantrum and shit, a little bitch fit. I remember back in August or September when this happened, I told Cody, I was like, nigga, I'm afraid to go out at night now. Every time I'm out at night, I just see a cop hiding the wings. I drive like regular white Negro. I told her, my nigga, all both hands on the steering wheel, she just... I throw my phone in the back seat and shit, just like, oh, come on. I pull over the side, check my lights and shit. Okay, they working. All right, no reason. Man, shit, cops paranoid the fuck out of me right now still. I don't give a shit. I like how, every time it's an injustice going on, like white people of America, and I ain't saying all of you, but news media and white people, they try to evade that shit with something. And you know what distracted people from cops beating niggas' asses? Ebola. Oh, this is this big thing that's hitting every city worldwide and stuff like that. It was one goddamn bitch in Texas, okay? Let's be real. One bitch in Texas, whatever. They swept that shit under the roof quick by bringing up that Ebola shit. Am I lying?
No.
Yeah. I know Bill Cosby, though. He happy for this whole first
time. Oh, I know. Yeah.
That nigga protesting with him, shit.
Dude, he was looting and pillaging. He became a pirate.
He said, I was wondering why that nigga left like 10 minutes ago. He was like, I gotta get out there with my people.
Gotta kidnap these girls. Oh, God, God.
Oh,
but look, man, this is shaping up to be like a super villain or something. Like, you got Zimmerman, you got the cops, you got some other cops. If you combine them all together, they can form Voltron of killing black people.
You know, I'm angry about this, but I'm not old P1. When I used to get angry about this shit, I used to be pit. I'd go on rants and shit like that. But I think, like Cody said, I think everybody expected this, to be honest.
Yeah, man, it's unfortunate, dude. It fucking sucks, man. But the whole response to it, the riots and shit, man, that's horrible. I read a story today about some woman who was, like, low on funds, and somebody trashed her fucking shop. And now she has, like, nothing now.
I read about that too. Yeah, that was fucked up. Yeah.
Wow, man, that really hit. That really hit.
That don't fucking help, you ignorant niggas. Shit. Man, yeah. Like this goes bringing up Darkness and Boondocks. Man, we go together like peas and pie. But it goes back to that Martin Luther King episode where he just finally went up on stage and said, "Well, you ignorant niggas, shut the fuck up."
Yeah, and granted, too, you know, there will always be some people who are going to take advantage of a situation regardless of what's going on. So, I mean, cause there were people who actually protected some local shops. And like you said earlier in the show, they didn't speak about it. And wherever there's human beings and injustice, there's always going to be someone who could benefit off the chaos.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure some people up there. No, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, Cody.
No, I would say I'm sure there's some people there who just know nothing about the trial, have no knowledge of it. They just want to tear shit up, and this gives them an excuse, or things give them an excuse.
You remember that shit in Katrina when niggas was looting and shit? Like, where the fuck they gonna plug your TV up at?
Thank you.
You see a sand nigga, I mean a swimming nigga, up in the damn water floating around with a 40-inch on the box talking about, nigga, look at that nigga. And the fucked up thing about that is, you remember when all the celebrities and shit like that went to Katrina? I went down to Katrina when that shit happened or whatever and stuff and was helping out and stuff like that. And to see niggas looting and shit, that was like, because that was back in the time where P1, I was trying to help niggas out back then. That was actually the part where I gave up on niggas when I saw that. You know what? That's why watching this case, as much as I know about it or whatever, I try to avoid this shit like a plague because I already know what's going to come out of it. And granted, I will say this is the best niggas have handled themselves, but like Cody said, there's still some ignorant motherfuckers out there that don't know what's going on, nothing about it, and they still doing the most fucked up thing. But that's the things that get reported too. Like CJ said, you ain't gonna never hear anybody reporting that they stood up for the store or something like that. And every time you see on the news when they bring up this lady or the mother of the victim and stuff like that, saying my son wouldn't want y'all guys to cause harm to other people and stuff like that, they cut through them scenes quick as fuck. They like, that bitch is boring. Get her off screen.
Mm-hmm. I know, after watching Nightcrawler, you kind of see how and why directors, new directors, direct people. You understand, like, after seeing Nightcrawler, then you start watching the news about Ferguson, you were like, oh my goodness, this is just somebody that wants some ratings. They don't care what's really going on.
Yeah, Nightcrawler is very relevant, man. Very relevant.
Nightcrawler is super relevant, yeah.
Man, every time somebody brings up Nightcrawler, I just want to go see it again, man. I'm like, I know. I think I'm about to go see it right now. That movie left the biggest impact on my movie viewing experience this year. Like, I was just like, man, I was amazed with that shit. By the way, I heard a rumor that it was on VOD for one day as well. Another thing I heard about too was the Hunger Games was as well when it came out in theaters.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, I was checking it out and shit like that. Because obviously everybody knows I stream everything in my house, and they sent me an email that it was on there. I was like, damn, why don't they promote shit like this more? You know what I'm saying? You know what? Maybe why that's why them numbers are so low compared to the previous two films. But where we at? Next question I got here is from Janine. Sound like a porn star name. Says, congrats on making it to 50 episodes. If CJ can actually show up. He actually did show up. Yeah. Not on time. He showed up. What can we expect from the darkness in the next 50 episodes?
A revolution.
Good question.
By who, nigga?
Come on. I don't know.
You know, for a revolution to begin, you got to show up on time. You got a commitment. You know that, right?
No.
Okay. Do you think Harlan's speech would have been delivered as great if that nigga would have been 30 minutes late?
You said, what about Chloe?
Do you think niggas would have given a fuck about Martin Luther King's speech if they'd have showed up if that nigga was 30, 45 minutes late?
Yeah, because he would have built suspense.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay. White people had them niggas that was waiting at them lines or whatever, had them niggas arrested by then or whatever. I don't know. You guys are the host of the show now, so what can you expect?
I don't know. I would like to nail down some sort of format and get that solidified, since we are still pretty fresh in the new phase of things. So I'd like to nail that down, see where it goes with that, and hopefully see if you can show up on time. We could make that happen and make it to 50 more episodes, rather. So,
yay!
Hey.
Actually, I think that should be the first priority. CJ should be considered a Cody's time.
There you go.
Just giving some hints out there. You know, I don't mean to track on y'all, but you
know. You're in the right path.
Okay.
You're right path.
How about you, CJ? That nigga probably like, I don't know. Shit, stop talking about my daughter.
No, man, I hope we do definitely make it to the 50 more episodes. Did I lose you too? I lost you too, didn't I? Part four.
You're fucking bad at that, didn't
you? 50. Actually, my internet died. For 50 more episodes, I just hope that we can get some more entertaining things and keep entertaining the people. So that's all I hope for.
Only way that can happen is if you show up.
That is true.
Yeah, so.
You can't. It'd be funny if you're not there.
Yep.
Just about to say that, nigga. Yeah. That's priority number one. Like I said, Cody shouldn't even have to answer that question.
Nope.
Can't have a fucking show if the other nigga don't show up. But the last question comes from Mark. My man, Mark. He says, finally got around to watching Django Unchained on Netflix and laughed pretty hard. I was wondering your thoughts on the film and was curious as to why so many people, mainly black people, criticized it.
Wow. Okay. I guess Mark is new around here.
Okay. Wait. Who want to go first on this one?
Yeah. I'm about to say. Yeah. How much time you got here, Mark?
I'll let y'all two handle it. I'm pretty sure y'all put on my points. So go ahead. Go ahead.
We were stupid as fuck. That's why.
Nah. You know what? No. My. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, P1.
Okay. Well, me and Cody saw this movie together, and we actually after seeing the movie too, like literally right after we walked out of theater. My old co-host, Lena, filmed us of our thoughts on what we thought of the movie, and we both had the most uncomfortable look on our face. Like, damn. So, like, people that, like, I gotta find a way to transfer that video to YouTube one day, where I got it on my phone or whatever and shit, but we give the most and even Lena had said, you, P1, the man that says anything without a doubt or whatever, was almost caught off guard by this. I was like, yeah, I kind of was, because... You know, when I watch a movie, the N-word, nigga, I expect to have some context behind me saying it. There wasn't no fucking context in why he was just saying it, nothing like that. He's saying, oh, it wasn't meant to be a comedy. What the hell you was trying to do with that word then? And then to be more insulting about it by saying, I wanted to make a black character that black people could look up to. It's like, how the fuck did you do that? The only reason why Jamie Foxx is in that movie so the word nigga can be said 170-something times, or was it 270-something times, or whatever it was, Jamie Foxx served no purpose in that movie. I heard somebody defending that movie the other day saying that I thought he was a great in that movie. I'm just like, he didn't do shit.
Goddamn thing.
See, you just took the words right out of my mouth, man. That was the main problem I had. I could have just enjoyed the movie for just being a film. Mm-hmm. But then as soon as you walk out into reality and you hear people telling you that this is supposed to be your movie, this is supposed to be the thing that sets you free. I'm like, what the hell are they even supposed to mean? This is the thing that empowers you.
Oh, Jesus.
And stuff. Like,
oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
The fuck's that?
He's not lying, too, because Quentin Tarantino's been interviewed about this numerous times, and he's got even offended where people have told him, I thought this was one of the best comedies of the year, and he was just like, well, why are you laughing about it? It's not. I didn't write this to be a comedy or nothing. It's like, you got to be fucking kidding me. I know you got your head up your ass.
Yeah, that's bullshit, dude. That is bullshit.
And
yeah, that's my problem. Like, people just take – they were either being really serious about it, saying, like, man, this is a serious take. This is a serious tale.
Goddamn thing awesome. Serious about that movie.
And you know what was more insulting about it, too, is this was before 12 Years a Slave came out, and 12 Years a Slave showed up at a film festival like 3 months after that movie came out, and people kept making a comparison. I haven't seen the movie. I didn't see the movie until later in the year, and people kept making a comparison. Oh, 12 Years a Slave and Django, man, they're all up there in the same. And I remember when I went to go see 12 Years a Slave, and I looked at it, I was just like, I even hate that movie more now.
Yeah.
Just the comparison. That people was clamoring that these movies were alike. I was just like, you've got to be shitting me. And then you got this particular nigga sitting up there talking about, I'm 12 Years a Slave, it's just too brutal. I won't go see that movie. But Django, yes. I'll sit there for 3 hours and laugh at that coon and shit, and then wonder, then wonder why black people don't get starring roles and shit like that. It's because you're ignorant ass.
Oh, man.
Like, I'm cool. You want to go see 12 Years a Slave? That's fine or whatever. I'm cool with that. That's not your cup of tea. But don't fucking sit up there and tell me, oh, but why couldn't 12 Years a Slave be more like Django? You know, just like, oh, fuck you.
God.
And then you have people, especially, not all you white guys, but some of you white guys who are watching the movie, just telling how much it was a great Black History movie. And so, you know, when you have people hyping it like that, and it's nothing like that at all.
Oh, yeah. How many reports came out trying to put it up there with all the, like, the great black old-style movies and shit like that, blaxploitation, black slave history movies? I was just like, this shit ain't even in comparison. Like, that was a fluke that shit even got nominated. They just needed another movie to put in that category.
I knew of a guy who tried to say this movie was just as good as Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, my.
Just on the same
Wait, one. What?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And you know what? The thing is, it's not even a good movie. It has good parts in it, but the movie itself is a mess. You got scenes where, like, you're supposed to be in a Western scene, it's playing Rick Ross music.
Yeah, that was the most puzzling shit, dude. Well, some of the most puzzling shit.
You looked at each other when that came on, too. Like,
I was like, what?
Man, everybody was, like, clapping and laughing. Me and Cody just slowly looked at each other like... Now, granted, me, him, and Lena was only three niggas in the theater. I don't, I remember I said this to Lena and Cody too. I was like, did y'all notice like everybody was laughing at shit that we wasn't laughing at, and we was the only three black people in there? Like,
right.
Like, I don't know if y'all caught that, but I was just like paying attention to the audience.
I caught it.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, they wasn't laughing at the, they were laughing at the shit we wasn't laughing at, and I was like, I'm gonna sit up here and say, but why do you add the Jonah Hill scene then if it's not a comedy?
Right, that was straight comedy, straight comedy. That came out of nowhere too.
Oh, the only reason why they're saying the N-word, man, is because that was part of the time frame, man, or whatever. I was like, I think that's even over exaggerated the way he was using it. I was like, come on now. Like I said, the movie had a good moment in there. Like, most of Leonardo DiCaprio parts, I thought were really good.
Yeah, I even like Samuel Jackson in there. I thought he was hilarious.
He was hilarious. He was fucking hilarious, yeah. He was fucking hilarious. As a matter of fact, when he came on, he brought life into the movie.
Yeah, he really did.
Yeah, but just don't come at us trying to say that the movie was more than what it was.
Yeah, please don't do that.
I've seen Tarantino walk out of interviews because people brought that up to him and shit. I'm just like, this dude is fucking serious.
Mm-hmm.
He is literally serious about this. Like, I thought he was bullshitting, just having a good time and shit. And then to see that shit, I was like, oh my God, wow, he really think he was creating something for black people and shit like that. Like, you guys ever seen that when he was on BET and he was trying to promote the movie?
Yeah, I remember those clips.
Oh my God.
Oh, that was the worst.
This nigga was a wigger and shit. That was the worst. I was like, this, no wonder that show gonna get canceled. I was like, this shit is embarrassing right here. Like, the funny thing is, the movie didn't make me mad till after it was over and I started finding interviews and shit like that. I was like, now I'm upset. I'm upset. I was highly upset with that movie. This is the 12 Years a Slave is just a ripoff of the... What? It's even more insulting, too, when you see... Obviously, you know, me going to theater every goddamn week, and you always have that one low-budget black movie, and you see a crowd of fucking full of black people and shit watching this buffoonish bullshit, and then they go see 12 Years a Slave and be the only nigga in the goddamn theater and shit.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I understood why Steve McQueen gave me that look. I understood when that nigga shook my hand. I was just like, I get it now. You didn't look at me because I was a weirdo that was late. You was looking at me because I was the only nigga up in here. I got white people trying to tell me my history and shit. Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch?
You know, Quentin Tarantino's final movie going to be like a Ferguson 12 Years a Slave type film.
You heard about Jaden Smith, right?
No.
That's a bullshit story. One second.
Happened so badly. I want that to happen.
Hey, can you imagine if that happened?
I want that to happen so fucking bad. Like, I'm telling you this right now. There is nothing that can kill that boy's career quicker if he made that movie. Just make that movie. After that movie is made.
If that could kill me quicker.
They'll be like, what is the biggest insult in cinema history, period, right here, is if Jaden Smith made that movie. He will go away ashamed. Please, make that goddamn movie. Can't wait to see that.
Part of me wants to see that. Part of me is terrified.
Oh, yeah, you should be. Oh, another black movie to bring up, too. Fucking Fruitvale Station. I ain't seen no niggas in that theater.
Nope.
Oh, what's a limited release film, yo? I gotta pay for that shit, yo. Shit, why that nigga? Hey, nigga, that's that superhero nigga right there. You know what I'm saying? That nigga that flew around and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, cool shit. I
ain't watching no gay movie.
Shit, I hate talking about niggas, but you know. I used to hate talking about niggas, but then once I started reviewing movies and shit and seeing y'all taste in cinema, it was like, yeah, I gotta talk bad about y'all again. I'm sorry. Black people have the worst taste in movies, period.
Oh, God. Dude, I hate to say it, man. Oh, God. That's kind of true.
That's fucking true. How many times have y'all seen my tweet status, whatever, when I gotta sit up in a fucking Madea movie and shit and the things that niggas be doing in them theaters?
Oh, your day coming.
Motherfuckers be dancing and making noise and it's like it ain't no damn. It's a party in this motherfucking shit. You go see something like Toy Slave, Fruitvale State, and a nigga in sight in that motherfucker. Oh, and then when you tell them about it, oh, see, I can't be watching movies like that. It makes me mad. Why can't it be like something like Django or something like that? Like, see, Ferguson don't piss me off. Shit like that pissed me off.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, I think you about hit all the points, dude. You make yourself well, yeah.
Yeah, I got to find a way to upload that video of me and Cody's review of Django.
There you go.
We didn't do a CJ. We didn't have the DVD cover, so we didn't.
Yeah. It was truly impromptu. We weren't, all set up for it, like, or as CJ would call it, yeah.
Yeah. And, Lena's good with a camera. She didn't do that zoom in, zoom out.
Hey, I didn't do that. That was awesome.
She didn't have Zack Snyder's cameraman on the job.
Oh, shit. Damn. Did you film Man of Steel, CJ?
The computer has came to life, so you, and he was doing it. This
so you tell me Zack Snyder don't even hire a cameraman. He just got a computer program that does it.
Yeah, put it on auto, and it goes in and out by itself.
Makes perfect
sense. I didn't even touch anything.
Oh, my God. Why you kept looking like you was touching it then, huh?
I just couldn't understand where was the camera zooming in and out. I couldn't
see. I don't think you got to say anything that day.
It was zooming in on you putting that Blu-ray up. Every time you kept picking it up, you was pointing at the letters and shit, talking about this character. The camera was zooming in.
Well, the was sure after we tied in, too. It's like, yep, this is it. I know that. Yes, sirree.
That was the funniest shit I ever heard, because I swear to people, for a week, he told us about this shit. And I was like, I remember that movie. And then when I saw it with the wife, I was just like, look out for Iron Man when he just turned old out of nowhere and shit. And I was like, damn, that never happened. What was this nigga talking about?
That has sounded great.
He had great hair, man. He had great hair at the ending. What? In the end of the movie.
He was serious about that shit, too. Yeah. Like,
he really was, dude. Oh, my God. He was dead serious.
He had
great hair at the end.
He had black hair in this movie. How come he got great? I thought it was a sequel.
And why they have a kid so old, man? If he was like 70 years old at the time. Only 5 years went by.
You know, man. Avengers are like in their 30s. I mean, they ain't like in the movies. They ain't in their 20s and shit like that. So come on. It's not that old, man. It's not that old. I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
CJ and Logic to those Avengers movies. Man, we got to hurry up and do that one, man. We seriously got to do that one.
Love it. Love it.
We got to do Avengers too soon. We really do. Got to do a throwback for CJ.
Well, people,
that's all the questions I got tonight, though.
That's it then, I guess.
Man, that's
all right, it's darkness.
That is the 1 year anniversary show. That is the 50th episode. That is the darkness.
Oh, man, it was a ton of fun having you back, man. Ton of fun having you back, T1.
Oh, man, it's good to be back. I was happy to be back. I was even glad I could make it on time and shit like that. It's good. It feels good. Shame I got to rush out this motherfucker, but it's good.
And you know what? You and the wife and you, Cody, in your hallways, y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
You and Gloria and whoever your baby mama's name is, I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah, and that condom that she used apparently to go dumpster diving with, so yeah. Because that is because this is the doctor.
Be thankful that I filled
show.
It up.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is.
That filled up that condom.
Yeah, this is the Darkness Thanksgiving show, and Darkness at the Movies coming back this weekend.
That's right.
Woo! With, since I guess we got to let CJ Black Ass know, what was it? Batman Beyond Return of the Joker. Cody's choice.
Return of the Joker. Yes.
Right there. I've watched that shit like 4 times already.
Can't wait. Cannot wait.
Can't wait. CJ, you better show up on time, nigga.
All righty then. What day? Saturday, Sunday?
Whichever. It doesn't matter. Whichever's good. I say Saturday. Get it over with.
Saturday. Yep. All right then. Saturday.
All right. That sounds good to me.
Sound good, people. Well, it's been good to be back with you gents. Well, one gentleman and CJ.
Ask you too. I pray that a cop bullet finds your heart. So take care, everybody.
Shit, you in the redneck field, they'll find you first.
I'm in Chicago, so I'll probably get killed by another black person.
Yeah, most likely, because they don't like your booty black ass.
I'm Chicago John.
I'm Cody.
And this is the Darkness, episode 50.
Mm-hmm.
All right, take care, everybody. Hey,
take care, ladies, beautiful bastards.
CJ, charge your fucking laptop.
Darkness, everybody, darkness, everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, darkness.